Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and I'll jump in right away with my tuning in chant. I bow, namo, 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 to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And I see two dogs here with me, and they certainly have that wisdom and wonderfulness. It's so fun to be with them. Anyway, you know, again, it's the usual, like, I wonder what I'm going to talk about this week. Because I never seem to know, and that's really fun, you know, soul flow. Anyway, it's been an interesting last week or so. I had my birthday, which was interesting and fun, and I'm now in my 60th year, which doesn't make any sense at all to me because I just can't relate to those numbers. They sound so, I don't know, big. I'm certainly not feeling like I'm 60 years old, or I should say 59 in this case. So anyway, it just shows you the numbers don't mean shit, right? Because really, I mean, energy-wise and happiness-wise and all, I mean, I'm kind of like a five-year-old or something, but I'm in this... I've gotten very wise in my older years and certainly done tons and tons of healing. And, you know, it's funny. I don't just say that to anybody that I'm wise because, of course, you know, it makes you sound like an egomaniac, at least in 3D land. But you know what? In whatever D I'm in, it doesn't matter. None of it matters. I mean, the numbers don't matter. I can say I'm wise. I know I'm wise. I've learned so much in my life, and I love where I'm at. Just feels so good to be in love with myself, and I just love everyone. I was just writing on a friend's blog today. She wrote this really fabulous blog, and I said to her, I just am in love with everyone, and I am. And I said, even the arseholes, which is true. They're all serving a purpose, too. And of course, we've got one main prime one happening right now. Y'all know who I'm talking about. So anyway, life is good. I did have an interesting experience, and as my dear friend and mentor Michael says, the home office rubbed my nose in it. Because I've been doing some clearing, final clearing on kind of that being insecure and basically just kind of struggling with, you know, can I take up space? Oh, as I say that, I realize, and of course the beauty of this show is I always have all these amazing realizations. I'm sure that's one of the reasons why I'm holding weight right now, because I haven't been felt really sure that I can take up space, so I've had to take up more space in the physical form. So, okay, that's really good realization. So my husband ended up being gone from Friday to Monday, which was really totally, completely fine. My birthday was on Saturday, but I kind of had to process it a little bit, like feeling abandoned, even though I totally told him it was fine. He had some a fun event that he does every year up in Portland, and then ended up staying at a friend's house, and she needed someone to take care of her dog and cat. So, you know, it was really all fine. And then I had some lovely friends take me out to Indian food for my birthday lunch, and then I went with them in the evening to a fabulous local concert and saw a whole bunch of friends that day, so that was super fun. And the interesting thing that happened was I had... there's a woman locally who we'd kind of started connecting, and I was starting to think like maybe she was one of my tribe. And she'd reached out to me quite a bit for some help and angel support and stuff. And so anyway, I asked her if she would do something with me on Friday night. I thought it'd be fun to watch the meteor showers with her. And so she had said, oh yeah, she'd love to do something with me. But then when I texted her about it, I never heard back from her until very late in the day on that actual day. And I felt, anyway, without details, I felt really blown off by her, like she just didn't really want to do it. And so I basically kind of made a little excuse. But I realized, like, okay, that was interesting. It's easy for me, I think, to kind of open up and jump in. And I've gotten to this point in my life where I don't ask for help or support very often. I mean, I could certainly do it more often, I think. So it was interesting that that person ended up like, okay, there's a real clarity around that was, basically a selfish old soul, and narcissistic. And, you know, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just stating what was very clear to me. So that was fine. But so then what was interesting is I was kind of processing the whole thing with my dear friend and mentor, Michael, on the phone. We got off the phone, and right after that, I bumped into some people. I was walking the dogs at the park. I bumped into this couple where they had two golden retrievers, and so I was kind of joking with them because one of the dogs I had is part golden retriever, part black poodle. So anyway, just chatted with them very briefly, and I just walked on, and after a little bit, I hear this voice, excuse me, excuse me, and the woman kind of came running after me and said, do you do pet sitting? And we started talking, and then I said, well, I'm not never really sure if I want to take on more clients. And she says, well, I liked your energy so much, I just decided I had to come talk to you. And so I didn't have any cards or anything with me, so I ended up starting to walk back with her. So I ended up chatting with her and her husband for quite a long time. We completely connected because I said, well, she said, how could I find you? And I said, well, my last name is Sadhu. And I said, well, she didn't seem surprised. And I said, well, if you've heard that word, she said, oh yeah. So turns out she's into Vipassana meditation. She's also a rabbi, which is super fascinating. She and her husband were from Eugene. We're talking, and he's completely kind of familiar, but I don't think I'd ever met him. But then when he told me his whole name, I'm like, oh my God, yes, I've heard of you. We ended up having this super, super sweet, like, heart connection that was, what a gift, you know? Now, you know, I don't know if I'm going to hang out with him or if I'm even going to pet sit for him or whatever, but we just completely connected, and it was like, oh my gosh, what a lovely gift to have after feeling really, you know, like not in a heartbroken kind of way, rejected by that woman friend, but more like disappointed, just kind of like, oh well, there's another one. And these people were so, so lovely. And so we've already connected. I have their phone numbers. They have my phone number. We have email addresses. And they said they just liked my energy. The woman is actually quite shy and a super introvert. And for her, she said for her, it was really unique and unusual for her to actually reach out like that to somebody. But she said she just liked my energy right away, which, of course, that was a really very sweet feeling to have that, you know, like another little birthday gift. So anyway, that was super fun. Of course, here I've been talking and talking and talking. It's already, I have only about 5 minutes left. So that's the beauty of doing a short and sweet show, 15 minutes. So I'm now at another home where one of the dogs lives. And it's really very peaceful and lovely here. And I was having some real doubts about could I still do pet sitting, because I realized I miss my husband a lot. I'm trying to figure that out. And in some ways it was less complicated when I go to another town. Now I'm pet sitting in the same town. But I figured it out. I'm going to go down there in the afternoons. We're going to have dinner together, and then I'll come back up here with the dogs. And that feels really good to me. Like, okay, yeah, this will be good. This is a great way to do this. And so anyway, life goes on. And so the angels are saying they want me to do a chant. Okay. So the chant... Okay, they're telling me to go ahead and do one of the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment. It's kind of, they're showing me this kind of leap of faith out into the world and hovering above the whatever, like just hanging there, but trusting that it's all good. And I love that. This is really... got to be just one of my top favorites. So anyway, for whatever reason, they're telling me they'll chime in a little bit after I do the chant. Asankanav asankatav agamagam asankalo asankakehe siddhabhara hoi akari nam akari sala akari gyana gita gunaga akari lakana bolana ban akara siddhasan yogavikan Jine lake te sirnai, je furamai te tifai, jeta kita te ta now, vinanave nahi kotau, gururata kavan kaha vichar, varina java ekavar, jo tu dibhave saibalikar, tu sadasala mata nirinkar. Beloveds, we invite you to listen to this and just let it seep and just kind of radiate throughout your very pores, throughout your very being, throughout your very cells, your very molecules. Imagine it as this lovely love goo that's going and spreading throughout your whole being. And trust that all is in perfect divine timing and awareness and joy and love, and that it is all good. We are in the midst of a huge, huge healing crisis, and there is so much that appears to be ugly and horrible and nasty and, you know, hate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But know, beloveds, that this too shall pass, and in fact it is all perfect because it's coming out to the light so it can be healed. We're in this healing crisis, and a healing crisis doesn't look pretty. It can look really, really ugly and feel pretty darn yucky. So anyway, as we're shifting healing this old stuff, which is what it is, and we're trusting and, you know, see yourself. It's like we're all leaping off this cliff of faith. And sometimes it feels like we're hanging there in the air, not sure what's going to happen, where we're going to go, what we're going to do. Then the angels are showing me that we're hanging out over that cliff. And we have a parachute attached to us. And we're floating gently. In fact, makes me think of row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. So we're floating. We are landing and we're safe. It's all good. Life is awesome. And, so I have only about a minute left, and seriously, I just feel so great, so much greatness. I have the most amazing, fabulous best friend, husband, who we laugh all the time. I'm just so blessed with him, and I have amazing best friend, son and daughter. I am so blessed. I really have some fabulous, beautiful friends and making new connections all the time. So I just feel so happy and so joyful in my life. So anyway, hope you have a fabulous, beautiful, blessed day, and much love.